member of Chandler's secret brotherhood comes to Chandler's hotel on the edge of the desert and tells Chandler he has waylaid and searched a messenger who was taking important papers to the sinister Roxxon. He brings the papers to Chandler, but to their dismay, the stolen records of Robert Regent are missing. The present act finds Chandler and Princess Nadia in the secret room in the pyramid. Chandu, the magician.
How cool it is in here. I sometimes think old Khufu and the rest of them were trying to build burial places where they would at least keep cool after they were dead.
You still find Egypt uncomfortable after all your years in India?
Oh, I'm used to it, of course, but I still don't like the climate.
And your sister, does she like Egypt?
Yes, and of course the children are so fascinated by the country itself that they don't think of the heat. Ah, but you should see California, Nazi. There's the perfect place to live.
You sound like one of those tourists who comes to see the pyramids and says, oh, yes, yes. This country is all right, I suppose, but give me good old Boston.
Oh, my dear Nazi, no man from Boston ever used such an expression.
Perhaps not, but you know what I mean.
Well, I still say you must come over to California and visit us someday when this business is all over. Dorothy was talking about it last night.
You and your sister are very kind, and perhaps one. She must find it very dull with nothing to do but explore this pyramid while you and I discuss this business of ours.
I bring her and the children out here from the hotel because I hate to leave them there without me. So many things have happened to us.
I know. And she feels that she is helping you by seeing that you have no more worries than necessary. How composed she is, and yet she must be frantic with anxiety.
Yes, I know she is. It's harder to bear this suspense, not knowing whether her husband is dead or alive, than it was to believe him really dead.
You have had news for me?
Yes.
Good or bad?
Well, some of each. Last night at the hotel, an Arab sand diviner came to our rooms and said he'd heard of my ability as a magician.
Oh.
I thought perhaps he might be a messenger from, well, you understand, and I let him in. He did some tricks of magic that were really wonderful. You can imagine how thrilled Betty would be.
I should like to have seen her. Those sand diviners are remarkable.
He finally brought out a bag of sand from under his robe and prepared to tell our fortunes.
That was a clever idea, was it not?
Yes, so I thought. First he drew the designs in the sand, as they always do, but he added a lotus flower. So then, of course, I realized he must have a message for me.
And did he?
He did indeed. He told Dorothy about her search for Robert, and then went on to speak about papers stolen from her home across the sea.
Oh.
When he had finished with her, he read Betty's fortune and told her to beware of strangers.
I hope she was impressed. When I think of her running off to Fayum with Abdallah.
She'll never do that again. Dorothy seemed to that. The strange thing was, though, the sand diviner then looked very serious and said to Betty, thou art fair in the eyes of one who sought to do thy people harm.
Did he mean Abdallah?
He must have. Of course, Bob, with his usual tact, had once accused Betty of permitting Abdallah to make love to her. And Betty admitted that Abdallah had told her he loved her, but that she refused to listen to him.
I should think so. Of course, Abdallah is used to seeing the young girls of this country married by the time they are Betty's age. What happened then?
The sand diviner, his name was Ahmed, by the way, then said he'd like to read the sands for me. So Dorothy and the children went away and left us alone. And so at last for my news.
Yes, indeed.
Well, when I left Alexandria, I told Yusuf, my agent there, to send a man to intercept the fellow who'd stolen the papers from Dorothy's house. I knew it was time he was landing in Egypt.
How did it happen that you arrived so far ahead of him?
Have you forgotten the magic powder?
Then you did find it possible to transport yourself and your family across the sea by your occult power? I have always wondered about that.
I didn't say that, Nazi. But you and I both know that many things the world thinks impossible are easy to accomplish when one masters the secrets of the East.
You have learned much in India, my friend.
Much knowledge is needed to fight the battle that is ahead, Nazi.
Oh, yes. But if we succeed in defeating Roxxon, the first great victory will be ours.
And we must learn the truth about Robert Regent before those papers reach Roxxon.
Let us talk of Robert Regent for a moment, Sandu. I have never understood just what happened at that time, 13 years ago.
You know, of course, what he was doing over here.
Yes. And that is, I know what sort of business he was on.
Well, he sailed for home on the steamer Light of Asia, just after the armistice was signed.
Oh, and it sank after a collision near Ponta Delgada?
Yes.
And your sister assumed her husband was dead, since she never heard from him again?
No, that's not quite it. The steamship company officials wrote Dorothy and said that Robert had been seen on the ship helping other people, up to the very last moment. He could have saved himself, but refused to get into a lifeboat.
Oh, that was it.
How strange do you say that, Nazi?
Did your sister ever hear any more of her husband after she had the letter from the steamship company?
Why, no.
There is something hidden in this plot that I do not understand. Something unwholesome and terrifying.
What do you mean, Nazi?
It's hard for me to explain, but I mean there is something about it that makes me shudder. As if I had lifted a stone and had come upon a sickening, horrible insect.
It's Roxor.
Oh, not just his presence or personality, though he is repulsive. It is something diabolical he has in his mind. Something we do not know yet, but...
But something we feel. All of us. Dorothy can hardly bear the mention of Roxor's name since the night we saw him in the crystal ball talking to you.
No, I don't blame her. I hesitate to speak of it, even to you, Chandu.
But surely...
Do not misunderstand. It is only that I hate to arouse false hope. And even now, I cannot be sure where my knowledge begins and my instinct.
You mean Robert Regent is alive?
Hush. Do not let your sister hear us. I cannot be sure, and it would be cruel
to... But you think he is? You really believe it, Nazi?
Yes, Chandu.
It's not like you to be distressed and anxious. Can't you tell me all about it? We must decide what to tell Dorothy, too, you know.
I know. And I have puzzled over it until I no longer think clearly. Suppose for a moment that Robert Regent had not been drowned when his ship sank, but had been saved in some manner unknown to steamship officials.
It seems incredible. But it might be so.
Suppose then... That he had been saved because at that last terrible moment, he was recognized by Roxor or by some of his men.
But then, where has he been all these years?
That is just it. Suppose Roxor had a reason for keeping him prisoner. Do you know of any reason why Robert Regent should be kept from his family and his work for 13 years?
His work, of course. His invention. The secret formula.
Yes. That night you saw me in the crystal ball talking to Roxor. He was urging me to betray my government and ally myself with him. When I refused, he pulled off the names of those who had defied him and whom he had broken.
And then you said, but the American still resists you. What did you mean by that, Nazi?
I was trying him out. I had heard rumors that in some mysterious way, he had made a prisoner of Robert Regent. At first, I thought perhaps your brother-in-law had put himself in Roxor's power so he might learn Roxor's plan.
But then he would have found some way to communicate with his wife.
Yes, but I knew nothing of that, you see. When I spoke to Roxor of Robert Regent, I was trying to find out whether he was still in Roxor's power.
But Roxor said, yes, he still resists me. So why can't we be sure Robert is alive?
Oh, that is what I cannot decide. Could it be that Roxor's mad dream has overbalanced his scheming mind? Perhaps Robert Regent is dead, and Roxor only thinks he is still alive.
If this is true, then Roxor is nothing more than a madman.
I wonder.
Nazi, your mind is playing you tricks. You've been working too hard on this business.
You are probably right. And if you are, Robert Regent is alive.
Let's call Dorothy and tell her, shall we?
Oh, but if I should be mistaken, it would...
You don't know Dorothy, Nazi. Years of sorrow have brought her strength.
Very well, then. Call her if you like.
Dorothy. Dorothy. Come here a moment, will you?
What is it, Frank? Do you want the children, too?
Not yet.
Never mind, Bobby. We'll call you presently.
Listen, Dorothy. Nazi has something to tell you.
Why, how queer you both look. Is it... Is it something about Robert?
Yes, it is, Mrs. Regent. Oh, Chandu, you tell her.
It's this. Nazi has reason to believe that at the time we saw her in the crystal ball talking to Roxor, Robert was alive.
Oh, Frank, is it really true? Is it, Najee? I can hardly believe it. Oh, how wonderful that you should have found him. Where is he?
That is what we do not know as yet. But let us tell you all we do know, shall we?
Oh, yes, do. Oh, I can hardly...
Mother! Uncle Frank, come see what we found.
What can they mean? In a few minutes, Betty.
No, Mother, come now. All of you, hurry.
I'll see what it is, Dorothy.
Why, they're not out here in the corridor. Where can they be?
Let me see, Chandu.
Is that a door across the corridor there?
No, it looks like a door, but it is just a way of decorating that wall space. It is only painted. Builders of pyramids often use them.
But look. Look, Frank. They're in the corner of it. Oh, it's Betty's handkerchief.
It's caught there.
They must have found a hidden spring. It must be a real door after all to some undiscovered room. But it's closed, and the children must be inside. Oh, what shall we do?